This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
There's a new trend happening in our intelligence.
Really?
Yep. Up until 1975, apparently, our IQs were increasing.
So we're getting smarter. Shorts got tighter and higher.
Yep.
We got smarter.
It was called the Flynn effect, and it was named after the work of Kiwi intelligence researcher James Flynn.
That's so funny. You said the word Kiwi and intelligence in the same sentence.
I thought you were going to make fun of James Flynn then. And it's observed rapid rises in intelligence at a rate of about 3 IQ points per decade in the 20th century.
So we've got smarter.
We got smarter, but there's new research showing that these boom days are long gone.
So we're getting dumber.
We're actually getting dumber. There's been a study, and what it said is since 1975, we've seen a turning in this Flynn effect, and it's equivalent to 7 fewer IQ score points per generation. So we went up 3 per decade up until about the mid-70s, and since then we've been dropping 7 every 10 years.
So I'm smart because I've been around since the 70s, so it's just the poor kids that are born now that are dumber.
Is that what they're saying? 1975, it's saying after 1975. It says in the new study, the researchers observed IQ drops occurring within actual families between brothers and sons, meaning the effect likely isn't due to shifting demographic factors,
Have you ever... I've never done an IQ test. I mean, I'd be off the charts. Me and Einstein would be way up there somewhere.
You'd be.
But I have done the Facebook IQ test, and it said I was a perfect princess. Does that work?
Yeah, then I reckon it's stripped all your data when you do those Facebook tests.
Oh, good, and it sold it to some third-party illegal thing?
Yeah,
in South Korea, they'll be coming in to get all my money.
So apparently we're getting dumber. So it's suggesting that changes in lifestyle could be what's behind the lower IQs, perhaps due to the way kids are educated.
So smartphones are making us dumb.
Could be.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Absolutely, because it says, importantly, the things they spend time doing more and less. Example, the types of play they engage in, whether they read books, etc., and so on. So we're getting dumber.
Have you ever caught the train? I can agree. We are getting stupid. People are getting sillier.
Yeah.
We might be getting more intelligent, but we're getting socially dumb.
Well, this is saying we're actually getting less intelligent overall. So if you think about it, like, we talked last week, we're going to cars that are going to be automatic. Like my car, I can press a button and it'll park for me. You know, I could lose that skill of reverse parking if I wanted. I still do it, but I could lose it. There's one skill gone. You know what I mean?
So there could be plenty.
And you go down here into the city and you look down, you can be looking down at your phone and your feet, and you know those bumps for...
For the blind people at the lights.
For vision impaired people, that they light up.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to make a decision about what's happening with traffic and, you know.
It is fantastic because it happened to us while in Sydney the other night, and I was coming back with some of the goggle boxes and we were drunk as skunks on the corner of George and Pitt. It was like a disco. We started up the lights are flashing on the ground.
So maybe it is the smartphones. I don't know. But there's so many of our decisions
maybe
we don't have
food
to make
we
anymore.
Eat.
Maybe it is the food we eat.
See, this is if you're going to have a baby, you should ask for the people's IQ, do you think? We should only be breeding intelligence, not getting stupider.
Hey, we were talking about intelligence. We're getting less intelligent. We were up until 1975, we were becoming more intelligent every generation.
So I was born before that. So I'm the smart one.
That's right. And
God help the world if I'm the intelligent one.
We were increasing at a rate of 3 IQ points per decade prior to 1975. But since 1975, we've been losing 7 IQ points per generation. And they're attributing it to lifestyle factors like, you know, maybe, I don't know, the type of things. We don't read so much. We're using phones. Who knows?
I was born before 77. My children are born after, and they're way smarter than me. So that statistic doesn't work.
No, mate, I don't know if it's across the board. That's what this study has shown.
Oh, it's general.
Anyway.
Of course, it's general.
But you know what else? There's another study that has found that less intelligent people are more likely to hold discriminatory attitudes towards same-sex couples.
Well, okay, so If you're dumb, you're a homophobe. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it's basically saying. The finding adds to a growing body of literature that indicates less intelligent people tend to express more prejudicial attitudes. And they found that those who scored lower on the test were more likely to disagree with this statement. Homosexual couples should have the same rights as heterosexual couples do.
That's terrible, isn't it?
So if you think we shouldn't, it means you're dumb, basically.
So what are we going to do? So should we have a test so you shouldn't be able to have children unless you have a certain IQ? Stop the dummies breeding.
Maybe, but what's worrying, if you combine this with what we're saying and that our intelligence is actually dropping...
So we're getting more homophobic.
We're
getting better.
Exactly. So, you know, we can't rest and relax.
But it's not just homophobic. It's also, I mean, the dumb people are usually racist, sexist, homophobic. You know, like they are...
Well, actually, you might be right here because it says the findings in this report suggest that strategies aimed at increasing participation in education, so, okay, things could act as important levers in counteract. So, in other words, educate people, yeah, we know that, and counteracts prejudice towards same-sex couples, right? But that doesn't mean that everyone who opposes rights for same-sex couples is unintelligent, because a 2016 study on racism in the US found evidence that smart people could be just as prejudiced as their less intelligent peers when it comes to being racist.
So I just want to, what do you do when you recap?
So recap.
So basically you told me that if you're dumb, you're racist.
Yes.
But if you're smart, you're racist. So basically the whole thing was a waste of time. We were just a bunch of idiot racists.
And education is key. The reckless tourist is being heavily criticised online for patting the head of a lion through the window of a safari jeep in South Africa.
So he was going through that little cars.
Yep. Footage of the man's encounter with the lion has gone viral, with the clip that's been viewed more than 500,000 times on
YouTube. Did you ever have that? Because in Sydney we used to have African lion safari. Did you have one of them in Victoria?
Yeah, there was one at Werribee here.
And you used to get in and you could drive around?
All secure.
I can remember when we were a kid, my dad, we were doing something and it was in the boot, and he got out in the lion's cage, ran to the boot, got something out, but threw the keys back in the boot and shut the lid. So we were stuck inside African Lion Safari in a car that wasn't going. But it was the old HR, and I remember my dad, and we had to use keys to unscrew the back seat, pull the seat down, and I had to crawl through the boot so we could get the keys to keep going.
Of all places to get stuck.
But no one came. I'm sure we sat there for like 3 hours. You think somebody would have come?
The tourist can be seen reaching past his friend to stroke the animal's head through the window of the vehicle.
Oh, that sounds...
But they got the shock of their lives when the lion turned around to face them and let out a mighty roar.
Do they realise how quick they can move? Like, he could have grabbed him. I mean, it sounds dangerous. Patting a pussy out a window just sounds extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. Clearly rattled by the experience, the tourist didn't see in the footage, hastily shutting the window. I think I'd be doing something else.
Do you know what? That annoys me. So he's put himself in danger. If he would have got eaten, it would have been the lion they would have shot. Not him.
No.
Oh, he would have been on the news selling his story to bloody Jesse, Sally, Raphael somewhere saying, oh, I'm the moron, the patted a pussy, and look what happened.
Absolutely. A South African safari ranger has said that the tourist, what he did was incredibly stupid, and said, I just have to shake my head when I see people behaving like this, and they deserve all they get.
They should have fed him to the lion. I mean, really, let's go back. The Roman Catholic days, you know? Run, bugger.
Tom, you went to the snow this weekend.
I did. That I'm bruised. My bum hurts, and not from the good time. I fell over so much. So I decided, Wayne had never skied before, and I had skied, so I thought, you know what, he's going to have lessons. I'm going to snowboard.
Did you snowboard?
50, so I get up there.
I have a thing against, because I'm a skier, I have a thing against snowboarders.
Yeah, well, because you're old.
That's a real...
Young and hip ones like me, we snowboard it down.
So you snow. Where'd you go first? Which mountain?
A big one with snow.
Was it...
Mount Baw Baw. Okay. That was it. They got a frog and they had dingoes and we went on a sleigh ride. No, sled ride. Sleighs with Santa Claus, wasn't it? These are husky dogs.
So anyway, you went snowboarding.
Oh, great. So this is great. So I turn up and Wayne had a little lesson and I said, oh, I'll be right. And they said, look, there's no one in this lesson. There's a young guy over here who's just standing there. He'll take you off for half an hour. And I've turned around and went, oh, my God. It's like every stereotypical ski instructor. He was so pretty.
Did he have an accent?
He was English, but right. A nice thing. So we get over there and we have a little go and he goes, oh, you've got so much skill. And it's really hard to try and look classy while you're on your ass with some hot 22-year-old standing over you. So eventually we get up there and he takes me up to the hill slopes and he says, now, would it embarrass you if we held hands together and we can ski down and hold? And I'm like, oh, this is like my dream come true. And I get to the bottom of the hill and it was actually Pride weekend up there, so there was a lot of gays on the mountain and they've all said, I saw you holding his hand and looking in his eyes. It was like a dream come true. I said, sure, except my glasses had fogged up that much, I couldn't see a thing. So I skied down the whole way, holding this hot boy's hand, looking him in the eyes, and didn't see a thing.
Oh, no.
But it's all right. I met him later on that night in the nightclub, so I made sure he was very embarrassed.
So by the end of it, were you able to snowboard?
Well, I'm going to admit, so I got up the little thing, what's the butt plug, where they stick it between your legs
like
and sends you up.
Or the platter, yeah.
I think I embarrassed some guy there, and he said, oh, you'd be right with this. I go, oh, sweetheart, I've been putting shit like that between my legs for ages. You know, up the mountain I go, we were doing all right. So I didn't fall off going up there.
So you didn't fall off the lift, because most beginners fall off.
Well, he actually said to me, that was really good. But again, my glasses were fogged up, so the whole way up I didn't see. All I remember was him saying, look like a teapot. So I'm just sitting there thinking, teapot, teapot. But no, so I'm coming down the hill head first, thinking, oh, I'm so cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, I can't stop. So I threw myself forward, and I mean I went forward. My legs come up over the back of me,
oh,
my
no.
back hurt. More embarrassing when you get 14-year-olds that all ski up next to you and go, are you all right, sir? And I'm like, just leave me alone. I'll lay here for 3 minutes. Then I said to him, just be careful, I can't find my glasses. So next minute I've got six little kids digging through the snow after they lift me up. And you've got to get your board off because you're trapped up. And
yeah.
Turned out I had buried my glasses under me in about 4 foot of snow.
You fell that hard. Because you're meant to...
You're not meant to go face
You're not meant
forward.
To forward. You're meant to fall back. And
yeah, but if you're travelling down a hill and you're going to have to fall, you usually go forward. But my legs kept coming up over the top of me. Yeah. Wayne got all that on video too. But I'm going to talk about Wayne. Annoying. Never been on skis in his life. Gets on
So
him.
He did the skiing.
Skiing. Fell over once within the first 2 seconds.
Wow.
Within 30 minutes, he's on the T-bar coming down the thing. No stocks. No, nothing like
that. So stocks, if you don't have the poles in your hands.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had no poles,
no.
And he just went straight down.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, they gave him a go on the little kiddies section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
He was the biggest, ugliest kid out there in the section, you should have seen. But no, he looked all right.
Now, Tom, you were up at the snow last weekend. You went
oh, yeah,
there.
Went up for Pride.
You went up for Pride. I didn't realise there was a Pride thing out Mount Baw-Baw, so that's a great idea. What happened? What was there that was Pride?
Why is it Pride? So when we arrived, they actually had like a disco in the little centre. So when you arrived during the day, there was like lights, but it was too cold to dance and we all go inside. But we had drags. They were so much fun, the size queens. And so just watching them come out in their, you know, 6-inch stilettos, tight, you know, having a dance in the snow, they were fantastic.
They were good?
Yeah, they were really good. And then we had a dance and what else did we do? Oh, we did a ski run. So we all got our Pride flags, like the rainbow flag, and went down. I had to wait until the other couple of hundred people went a million miles an hour, then I tried to follow. It took me about 6 minutes to get down. I rolled a few times. Yeah. It's really hard, this snowboarding. I didn't know it was so hard.
Yeah, it is really hard. And you saw dingoes.
Oh, so up in Mount Baw-Baw, they've got these alpine dingoes. So we were lucky enough to go and play with them. One of them took a liking to Wayne and wanted to keep jumping up into his arms.
I saw the clip of him licking Wayne's
And the
ear.
Guy said, look, if you want to, you're happy to hold it. So he jumps up. There's a video of me holding it as well, but every time it was licking me, I was convinced it was going to bite me. Because in my mind, it was a wild animal. And I've got this face and I'm thinking, it's any minute now it's going to bite me. And like, I'm pretty. I can't afford to have facial marks. No.
It was thinking, this is a tasty guy.
So I'm serious, I'd go to Mount Baw-Baw again, 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So Wayne had
it?
Never seen snow. We arrived Friday, could you believe it? As we're pulling up the hill, next minute the snow falls.
Oh, you're so lucky.
We had his little cabin, and Saturday was great. Woke up Sunday, and I said to Wayne, I have to run up there, get coffee, because I woke up so hungover. Opened the door, took a foot out, and it went past my knees.
Wow.
So we had to call security, like with the little skidoo, to come and get us out of our cabin. That's how cheap it was.
Because you were stuck.
Yeah.
So I was up the weekend before for the opening weekend up at Mount Hotham, and there was nothing.
Oh.
There was nothing. It was just a dusting. It was like a bit of icing sugar on
Sweetie,
on top
it's
of the floor.
Like most things, when they know you come and everybody leaves.
Did you see Woolworths is banning the plastic straw? It's not going to sell it anymore. It's not banning it.
So they're not going to give it away?
No. This week, the supermarket giant announced that it will stop selling plastic straws by the end of 2018.
Oh, that's right. They're getting rid of plastic bags.
Plastic bags are coming. There's a plastic bag band coming in. I think Woolworths starts tomorrow, Wednesday, and Coles starts on July the 1st. Those single-use plastic bags, which I agree with. It's so easy to take your own bag.
Just lazy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we're getting rid of all plastic.
So that's going, but Woolworths has also announced they're going to stop selling plastic straws, which I think is great. So that's going to take 134 million straws out of circulation.
See, this annoys me, and I'm glad they're trying to do it because of public demand.
Yep.
Oh, great, because we're all upset about plastic bags. Oh, yeah, but I'm still going to put three bits of celery on a steel, like on a foam container, wrap that in plastic. Yeah. Are they stopping that?
No, not yet.
I mean, they don't mind saying to you, oh, hey, idiot, you carry all your stuff to the car with no bag. But we'll just keep wrapping our meat and our bread and our donut. You buy one donut and it comes on a tray in a plastic.
I agree. And even last year, this Woolworths were in trouble because they were wrapping individual potatoes in plastic.
No.
Yes.
No.
They were. The last year it was in the news. They were selling individual potatoes wrapped in plastic.
So we should get rid of all plastic.
Oh, I agree.
Including condoms. I mean, they come in plastic.
Plastic around potatoes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I completely agree. Straws are going, which is really good.
And yeah, but I like a straw.
But what happened to those? Remember they were paper straws?
Yeah, but
wax-covered paper?
But
what's wrong with that?
If you suck too hard, remember they went flat?
They did.
So you had to learn to, like get all the slobber around the end of it.
But how many straws do you see? And maybe they will start to look at their packaging because in a statement, their chief executive has said, in the last year, we have seen a shift towards more sustainable attitudes for our customers and the momentum is growing.
Oh, yeah. And but I'm still going to wrap your potato in plastic.
I'm still going to wrap your potato in plastic. I don't buy stuff if it's wrapped in plastic. I refuse to. I think, it's unnecessary. But you can recycle that plastic too. You can take that soft plastic back to the supermarket.
Have you actually not seen in what we do with our recycling here? We put it on a ship, we send it to China and they burn it. And now they don't take it anymore.
They don't take it and there's a crisis. However, I also saw a couple of weeks ago they were making bitumen for the road out of the soft plastic that you take back to the supermarket.
What did you say? You bitching them?
You're bitching.
You're always bitching about something. Just play a song. Stop bitching about bitumen.
Did you see that Rihanna was on the Graham Norton show?
I did see that. I only saw the shorts of it.
With other members of the Ocean's 8 cast.
Oh, we're trying to rehash another thing, isn't it? I think Ocean's 1 to 7 bored the hell out of me, didn't they? We're making 8.
8. And Norton, he took the opportunity to highlight something unique about the hip-hop star.
Riri?
The host showed a series of paparazzi pics of Rihanna leaving bars and restaurants with full wine glasses. So she's taking the wine glasses home.
Could you imagine? So you go back to Rihanna's and she's going to have a whole cupboard through.
She's going to have a whole collection of glasses. Have you ever collected things from hotels and stuff? Have you ever?
No.
No?
No. Oh, look, I used to like to take the little soaps and shampoos home for the kids because I used to love that and it was just like novelty to have that. But no, I wouldn't steal their bathrobe.
No, I wouldn't either. But there's something, I don't know. I don't know if it's from an ex of mine in the past, but, you know, I've got a pile of gym towels.
Ooh.
That I use. Ooh. Like, you'd love to sniff them, Tom. Ooh. You would love them. I got a pile of them. And there's two. And one's got, like, I've never been to Seoul in Korea, but it's got the hotel label on it.
Oh, where it come from?
Yep. And there's another one.
Are you sure they're not hand towels and you just think they're bath towels?
No.
I mean, for a normal person?
Yeah, they're little.
They're probably hand towels.
You're making fun of my height.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got another one from another city. I've never been to these cities. I don't know how I got them. I don't know where they've come
from. Probably in your nighttime escapades. You know, when you go to sleep, you do you're walking around in your sleep. But see, I think, so you missed the best story from that, what was the show he was on?
The Graham Norton show.
So they were talking about the Met Gala balls coming. So they had them all up there. I think there was Helen Mirren and, I don't know, there was a few of them up there. Right. Kate Blanchett was there. But they turned around and Helen Bonham Carter, you know, the one that's Ali G's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Ali G's? I don't know. We all know Helen Bonham Carter. Mm-hmm. She's the crazy one. Well, she said she'd never been invited to the Met Ball. Rihanna turned to her and said, well, bitch, not in that ugly dress, you wouldn't be invited. And it was just like dead silence.
That's where you get your training from.
I love it. Yeah.
A mother says an insurance company wants her family to pay $177,000 after her 5-year-old son accidentally knocked over a sculpture during a wedding reception.
I have a similar story like this. I took my children, we went to the art gallery in Sydney, so the big one, the National Gallery, And we're in there, and next minute Tegan was about five, and I was looking at one of the other kids saying something, and she goes, "Daddy, I know this picture." And I've turned around as she started hitting a Sydney Nolan on the wall because she'd seen it. And next minute the alarm started going off, and I'm standing there trying to grab the kid. I mean, it didn't fall off or anything. No. So we didn't break the Sydney Nolan. I'm just going to make sure they know that. But because Tegan must have went too close and touched it,
it beeped.
It sent an alarm off. So I thought, I'll do the right thing and I'll stand here. So, and we stood there for about 3 minutes, and everyone in the art gallery is looking. No one came, so I just grabbed the kid by the head and dragged her out. And, "You ever judge anything in that place again?"
Well, security footage of the room where the sculpture was placed shows the boy approached the expensive artwork, but it didn't have any barricades or anything, and the child appeared to momentarily put his arms around the statue, then walk away, but it toppled to the ground, falling on top of the young boy.
Oh, so hang on.
So it fell on him.
So she should be suing the art gallery for $177,000.
This is the discussion that's happening. So it fell on top of the young boy, and his mum said he suffered minor injuries in the process.
Suffered. What does a minor injury mean?
I have no idea.
Scratched his knee?
Maybe scratched or something. But she's been ordered to pay the damages, and she's saying that there was no sign, there was no do not touch sign. But do you need to? You don't need to spell everything out, do you? Like, if you're in some gallery space, you don't touch.
You shouldn't take children. I mean, I learnt that. You don't take a five-year-old to an art gallery. They don't want to be there, and they're going to touch things.
And they are going to touch things, aren't they?
But then at the end of the day, that's why you have insurance. It's called an accident. Well, it's called an accident.
She said there's no border around it. There wasn't even a sign.
Would you pay it? I wouldn't pay.
Would I pay the $177,000? No. No way. But I mean, I wouldn't touch something. But if I had a kid...
Oh, you can't keep your hands off it. You're a dirty little bugger. I mean, I've told you all the time, if you don't leave it alone, it'll fall off. Haven't you...
I don't know. It's a hard one. What do you do? The kid touched the thing, it fell over and...
I think it's great because if I saw something like that falling, I would have pushed my kid under it thinking I'm going to be suing you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.